You are listening to Grow a Thriving Practice podcast. This is episode 121, How to Deliver Transformational Consultation Calls. My name is Jillian Faldmo, and I teach wellness practitioners the exact steps to find clients and get paid so they can spend less time marketing and more time doing what they love. This is the Grow a Thriving Practice podcast. Well, hello there. Welcome to episode 121. I am recording this on the day of the solstice. You may have noticed that I haven't published in a couple of weeks. I think ever since my husband got home, I've just been in rest mode. He was gone for 8 months away at Rolfing School. And he's been taking such good care of me since he's been back. I honestly did not realize how much he did around here. I mean, he shovels, he does all the household stuff, but he's a really great guy. He makes me food. He cleans the house. He does my laundry. He's amazing. I know I married the right guy, but you know, it's just incredible how adaptive and resilient we can be as humans. I think while he was away, I just didn't even realize how much I was holding. And I can be a powerhouse in that way. If you're familiar with the Enneagram, I'm a social too. So I can really put myself forward and get a lot done, but sometimes I do it in an unconscious way and I get a little off balance. But I felt like, you know, towards the end of his being away is really when the imbalance came forward. There wasn't really much more that I could hold. You know, I was single parenting. I had three dogs to take care of. I was running my business, shoveling. And then one of the dogs got injured and he needed a lot of care and attention. So I did it. I took care of all the things, but really within a few weeks of being home, I think my nervous system was like, oh, okay, I can relax now. And I wasn't feeling, you know, very motivated to create, and that's okay. Thankfully, the marketing I had been doing was working and my client schedule has been very full. So I also, you know, I chose to rest over create. And now that I have some energy back, I'm ready to be here with you all today. So today, I want to dive into the topic of offering your clients a free consultation before offering them your paid services, especially if you're offering one-on-one services. This is an important topic because it helps those undecided people to take the next step in making a decision to work with you or not. So remember, there are three groups of people: fast decision makers, slow decision makers, and people who just aren't interested, right? So fast decision makers, they don't need the consultation. They're ready to book with you as soon as they hear about you. But these people are very rare. So we don't want to build our businesses and our marketing and sales strategy thinking about these fast decision makers, okay? We want to be thinking about the slow decision makers. They're interested, but they have questions or they need some more information. And this is the majority of the people out there. These people hear about you, they consume a lot of your content, and then they book. And I recently heard that on an average, people need to make contact with your content about 40 times before they buy. That's about the equivalent of 4 hours of consuming your content. Okay, so if you're not creating content, I really want you to be thinking about this. It takes about an average of 40 times for these people to buy from you or book a session of coming in contact with your content. And then, of course, we're not going to even spend any time thinking about the people who aren't interested, right? You're not going to be everybody's cup of tea. And what you have to offer is not everybody's cup of tea. And that's okay. We don't take it personal. We just focus on the people who are interested, but they just need some more information. They have questions, or maybe they're lacking some belief in themselves. So you want to be asking yourself questions when you're thinking about these people. What feels unclear to them? Where might they be confused when they look at my website or they make contact with my content? What might they be believing about themselves that's holding them back from taking the next step? What questions do they have about working with me? And do you know the best way to get the answer to these questions? It's to ask them directly. And how do you do that? Get them on a call with you. Now, maybe you've been on some consultations that felt really salesy and it turned you off to doing consultations yourself. I want you to know that the reason it felt salesy and the reason it felt like the person on the other end was being pushy was because the person you had that consultation with was trying to sell you from the energy of, I need this client. I need them to say yes. That is not what we want to do. It's not even the purpose of a consultation. The way I see it, the purpose of a consultation is to help the client to make a decision to work with you or not. Their decision might be a yes, or their decision might be a no. What we want for them is we want them to make a confident choice, yes or no, a powerful decision. We don't want to be attached to a yes, or we are going to come off salesy. And we know, we all know how gross that feels as a client. Now, a consultation is part of the sales process, but that doesn't mean that we're trying to get yeses. A consultation can absolutely lead to a yes versus not doing them, which is why we do them, right? It's another way to deliver information. It's another way to actually gain information as an entrepreneur. What makes people say yes? What makes people say no? What questions do people have? I want you to think of a consultation as just simply helping someone to make a decision. And think of yourself here. What do you need typically in order to make a decision? You need certain pieces of information, mostly what the service or product can do for you. Is it even something that you need or that you want? And then once you determine that it's something that you do need or want, you want to know what's the process to getting there. Is it going to be easy? Is it going to be hard? Is it going to be complicated? For me, I want to know that it's going to be a simple process and it's not going to involve some complication or something that I don't believe I can achieve. And once I see that the process is simple and I believe it is something that I can achieve, then I want to know what the time commitment is or what the investment is, right? So this is exactly the kind of process that you can have for your consultations for your potential clients. I'm going to give you three steps. However, know that in the Grow a Thriving Practice coaching program, I go into more depth in this. And I actually have a consultation, a consultation process. It's a 10-step process that really just delineates every part of the process so that you can go into your consultations feeling really confident and curious and like you're able to help that client make a decision. All right. But here I'm going to offer you three steps that you can implement in your next consultation call. All right. So the first step is to help them to determine if what you offer is something that they want or need. You can do this by asking them questions like, where do you want to be versus where you are now? You want to understand their goals, their hangups, what's gotten in the way in the past. And this really requires some listening skills. Consultations don't have to be all about you doing the talking. In fact, they really shouldn't be. You really should mostly be listening to what their needs are, to what it is that they desire. And then once you've identified how you can help them, you want to tell them, really say, like, I have it in quotations, I can help you with that. Would you like to hear how? Now, this question, would you like to hear how? It gets their buy-in. You want to make sure that they're even interested in hearing the next step and moving through this consultation process with you. If they're not, it's okay to let them go and end the call. But you don't want to be shoving information down their throat if they're not open and interested, right? So when you allow your client on the other end to make a choice here, they're going to be more open and receptive to hearing the information you're going to share with them. So I can help you with that. Would you like to hear how? And then step two is you describe the process. Now, remember, we want to make it simple. You might share some other client experiences or your own experiences as an example for how to get from A to B. You don't necessarily need to go into the science of what you do, but how working on one thing could lead to the result that they're desiring. I just think about a biofield tuning practice because that's what I'm most familiar with. So if I were on a consultation with someone and I said, you know, they came to me and they said, you know, I've had this, this neck pain that I, you know, I've been to all the doctors, they can't figure out what it is. I am just so tired of feeling this. And I saw your post on Facebook and I thought, you know, I wanted to try it out. And I said, yeah, I could say, yeah, it's definitely possible that this could help. And here's why. Oftentimes, our emotions are the things that manifest as physical issues. And so if you're going to all the specialists there and they're only addressing the physical part of the issue, you know, that could be why you're not finding any relief, because biofield tuning works on the emotional level, right? And I might share some stories about how other clients have gotten relief from biofield tuning when they tried all the other things. Okay. And then talk a little bit more about how you love how simple the process is. What I love about this work is that there's a protocol that I follow each and every time. And I really just trust the bot, your body, to tell me where to go. And all you have to do is show up and lie on a table. There's really very minimal effort involved on your part. Okay. And then ask them if there's anything that feels unclear or confusing or not attainable. These are good questions to ask, because these are things that you could eventually address in your copy on your website. Okay. Go ahead and address any of those things and then ask your client, would you like to know more about how we would work together? Again, getting their buy-in before moving on to the next step of the process. So step one, help them to determine if what you offer is something that they want or need. Step two, did I say step two? Step one, help them to identify, to determine if what you offer is something they want or need. Step two, describe the process and make it simple. And step three is explain how many sessions and how much the investment is. These are called features. So we've just really focused steps one and two on the benefits of the work that you do, okay, and what is in it for them. Step three is where we spend the least amount of time on our website, in our consultations, depending on if the person has any questions or not. But we're explaining the features is like, what's the container here? How many sessions? How much is it? What's the duration? And this step can be uncomfortable for many. All right. So if you feel uncomfortable talking about price, you're not alone. This isn't an easy thing to do, right? And so this is an important area to really do some self-coaching on your price. You want to ask yourself, why is it worth it? Why is it worth the price that you set? And it's important to be 100% behind your price, because that's what comes through in your tone and in your energy. Now, clients will often give time objections or money objections. They say something like, I don't know if I can afford that much time, or I don't know if I can afford that much money. Usually what's underneath that is a lack of belief in themselves, in the process, or in you as the practitioner. This is often, it's just a default response that people have. Consultations and hearing people's money and time objections are an excellent way to learn more about your client, your process, yourself, right? It's also important to validate their concerns, even though we know that maybe what's underneath is a lack of belief in some way. We do want to validate what they say. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of money. That's right. It is a lot of time. Or that's right. It is a big investment. We don't want to get into a tug of war with the client, because when we start that, they start to feel invalidated. And who wants to sign up to work with someone on such an intimate level when they feel invalidated, right? Remember, we are just helping them here to make a decision. We're not trying to get them to say yes. We do want to be truly curious, though. We might ask something like, if you could afford it, or if you did have the time, would you want to move forward? And this really gives them an opportunity to be clear with themselves, right? Because they might be defaulting to it's too much money or it's too much time, instead of really going deeper, like, I don't know if this is going to work for me, right? So if they say, yes, I would want to make this happen, if I did have the time or I did have the money, you might ask more questions then, like, okay, I'm hearing that this is something that you want. Tell me, what would you need to happen in order for you to create the time or the money in order to take this next step? Let them come up with the answer. We don't need to go trying to find the answer for them, right? Trust in their inner resourcefulness. If they aren't coming up with anything, it's totally okay. Just keep holding that loving space for them. And you can wrap up the call with that question. I'm going to leave you with that question to ponder and trust that you will come up with the solution, right? By approaching it with this kind of energy, you're already showing them the power that they have inside them. Ask them if they have any more questions and then offer maybe a short follow-up call to just check in with them, okay? You can even say at the beginning of the call, what the agenda is. Like by the end of this call, I would like you to make a decision, whether it's a yes or no, because decisions that we have left unmade are weight and it draws energy away from us, right? So I'm not attached to whatever decision that you make. I just want to help you make the best decision for you. Imagine how good that would feel. Sometimes a consultation call is all someone needs to start their transformation, whether they decide to work with you or not. When you show up to these calls from a place of love, service, and curiosity, you're holding a space for someone that maybe they've never experienced before. That can be hugely transformational, and you may never know it. They may never come back. They may never tell you. But it's so possible that you have changed that person's life just from this one call. So do your consultation calls from this space. And I promise you, it will pay off. Maybe not immediately, because remember, you're learning. This is a skill that takes time and practice. And if you hold that space of love, service, and curiosity, you will feel good about each call. You will feel in integrity, and you'll be helping people make powerful decisions for themselves, whether it's a yes or no. Okay, if you're interested in learning more and getting more support with this, we do go deeper into consultation calls in the Grow a Thriving Practice coaching program. I offer that clear and clean process, and you can get coaching anytime on your mind, on your price, whatever you need to make these calls successful and for you to feel in integrity. So if you're wanting some more help and support with this, I encourage you to join. Head on over to jillianfaldmo.com/work with me to see the various ways we could work together. All right. I hope to see you soon. Are you a wellness practitioner that wants to grow your business, but you're feeling confused, overwhelmed, maybe even doubtful? Well, let's get you out of that emotional rut and turn those emotions into the fuel that will grow your business. Get the Harness Your Emotional Awareness to Grow Your Business free roadmap at JillianFaldmo.com.